Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Terry and Robin's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Terry and Robin.
Good afternoon, good morning, good wherever in the world you are. You are listening to the Power Hours. This is Reverend Terry Power, and I am joined, as always, by my partner, my love, my lady, Robin. How you doing tonight, darling?
Oh, well, I'll be honest. I'm not doing the greatest I've ever done. I got a little cold, so if I sound a little funky, please bear with me.
All right, fair enough. All right, and so tonight is our full moon ritual, and it's a healing ritual, which is probably well-timed in your case.
Yes.
And full moons, we're doing some new stuff with the rituals now. And so I thought we would take a few minutes and talk about full moon rituals in general and the healing and some of the new stuff that we're adding with the elementals. So I thought we would lead off with you giving some of your thoughts on the full moon rituals and, why we do that and honor the moons and the goddess in this time of month.
Oh, well, let's see. Because it's what we do. I'm just kidding. that's about the answer.
I'm the charge
up
of the goddess. Yeah, the charge of the goddess does call us to honor the moons, but.
Yes. Well, I think, the moon has always represented mystery. And one of the things that's often not really discussed is the reason that women are associated so much with mysteries really comes down to the fact that we are the vessel that life springs from and is, and conception happens inside of. And this was always considered a great mystery as to how exactly it happened. One day we are not pregnant, and the next day we are. Obviously we know now exactly how it all happens, but it's still a mystery as to how that spark of the divine, that spark of life, takes place inside our bodies. We know mechanically what happens, but we don't really know from a spiritual standpoint where it all comes from. And so I think because when man looked up at the moon, eons ago and thought, big round glowing globe in the night sky was a mystery, and so it must have something to do with women and with childbirth, and they were on the right track. I mean, we do, women all tend to have their menses around the full moon, and obviously that's how it all got associated with childbirth and with women. And it's funny, though, how in modern society we can refer to the moon as the man in the moon, which I think all started with a silent movie many, many years ago. But that's another story.
Yeah, it is. But then some cultures, particularly the Eastern cultures, do have male moon gods,
mm-hmm.
and the female is the sun.
Yeah.
You know, Japanese and Chinese in particular
mm-hmm.
tend to have that, you know, different conception or, you know, thought process
mm-hmm.
of the solar being the female.
Right.
But, you know, the man in the moon, I think you're right, does come from, you know, that silent movie with
he
the rocket poking
rocket.
In the eye.
Yeah, exactly.
But, and the face that I see on the moon, I tend to see as a feminine face. But I don't think that all of the idea of women being a mystery, I think women are just a mystery anyway.
As are men, a complete and utter mystery. Why can't you ask for directions? I don't understand.
Yeah. Why is the compass so foreign to you, you know?
See? It's meant for women and men to be somewhat mysterious to each other, because I think we have a lifetime together to unravel the mysteries. And if we knew everything about each other from the get-go, it would be really boring.
Well, this is true.
Mystery,
this is true,
you know, keeps your interest and keeps your intrigue alive. And so I think there's something of a magical intention there from the great
ones.
Well,
you definitely keep my life from being boring.
This is a good thing. Maybe. Most of the time. And no one could ever accuse you of being boring, sweetheart, that's for sure.
Well, that's a good thing, because I, you know.
Most of the time.
I've been called a lot of things, but dull has never been one of them. So.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I've been accused of being pretty sick about things, but dull, never, no.
Uh-huh, yeah. You're funny.
So, hey, you started it. So, anyway.
Yes.
So tonight, you know, we are adding some pretty cool elements that you bring to the table. And I will admit that, you know, this is something that you wanted to incorporate into our rituals as we expand the concept of our Tuesday night rituals
mm-hmm.
and what we're doing with them. And so, you know, you're bringing in and introducing with this new year, we are now doing a brief elemental meditation before each one of the quarters is called. And this, you know, basically to help us to develop a relationship. Do you want to speak more about it?
Yeah, absolutely. Those of us who have been practicing for quite some time were taught way back when that the elementals are really the beginning, and all gods and all goddess forms, all archetypes, can be associated with one or more of the elements. And they went forward in many ways as a reflection or offshoot of whatever element they were, you know, attributed to. I mean, some of the easiest would be, you know, the sun god Ra. I mean, obviously that's starting out as fire, or any of the sun gods for that matter. And so many of the earth mother goddesses, again, you know, that's related to north and earth and north in this hemisphere. But anyway, so when people call the quarters, somehow, somewhere along the line, it has gotten missed, forgotten, pushed aside. People get all wrapped up in calling the quarters or the watchtowers or whatever they want to call it, but they don't really go back and reach back and understand why anymore we do that. And all too often I run into fellow pagans who are not being taught that. You know, when I was coming up, it was all part of your first year. You had to develop your relationships with the elements, and then you went on in the second year to develop your relationship with specific deity. But elementals came first. Now, there is a difference between knowing your elemental beings and being friends with them and standing in circle and calling the elements without knowing the elemental beings that represent. And the elemental beings are going to be different for you if you live in Poughkeepsie, New York, or somewhere in South Carolina, or somewhere in California, or somewhere in Australia, or somewhere in Canada, or Italy, or Spain, or, I mean, it's all going to be, they're all going to be slightly different, because they are like your local, you know, your local version, as it were. So you have to get to know them anew any time you move or any time you start over, because they're going to be slightly different, and everybody is going to interact with those elements slightly differently. And there are hundreds of thousands of these elemental beings, if you will, mm-hmm. elemental energies that you can call to you. And so you need to develop your relationship with them, and it's part of the reason that we create altars. The altar is meant to honor, represent, and communicate not only with our gods, but with the elements. And what does the five-pointed star mean? It is, you know, harmony with the elements around us, and in its very basic terms. And so many people that I'm running into these days are not being either not being taught this or have forgotten that they were taught this. So I wanted us to go back to this very basic, very important, if you will, elemental element of learning ritual and learning your craft and connecting with your spirituality. Did I pretty much cover it all?
No, I think you did. Now, you know, you touched on something that I consider different from the elementals, and that's spirits of place. And, you know, I consider the elementals to be pretty much universal, wherever on the globe we go. But spirits of place are certainly going to be very different. And
I think every elemental is...
Well, I mean, each is going to have a personality like every individual, but spirits of place are, I think, a separate issue. I think it's probably a great conversation for another show.
Okay, sounds
there's
like
probably
it.
An entire show there. But
yeah,
anyway,
make a note.
So, somebody write this down. So,
yeah.
So tonight we are going to incorporate a brief meditation to help us to begin developing a relationship with each of these elementals, and not just call the quarters, but actually call the elementals. Because we don't call watchtowers when we do this because, well, first of all, we don't think of needing a big, you know, flaming pillar of protection or whatever.
I just want to touch on that quickly. You knew you were going to bring that up and I was going to have to open my mouth. And please send your letters of disagreement to...
Yes, we look forward to your letters, sign.org at gmail.com.
Yeah,
so
it has been my experience, and I'm speaking here now strictly from my own tactile and physical experience. If you fear anything when you stand in circle, if you go into circle feeling, well, I need to have this watchtower protect me because something bad could happen, you know what? You're working from a place of fear, and you're never going to really be able to have that harmony and that balance with nature. Nature is about standing amongst... Yeah, exactly. But to me, nature is about standing in the chaos, because nature in and of itself, while there are rules and there is some order to nature, it is generally always in a state of flux and change and chaos. That is the beauty and the magic of nature. So if you can't stand in circle and embrace that concept, you have no business doing it.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that's one of the things that we agreed on early,
mm-hmm.
is that neither one of us understood this whole concept of calling the watchtowers. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know, what am I being protected from?
Whole segment of, like, you know, Gnostics and ceremonial magicians, and I'm not dissing their tradition.
That ceremonial holdover, yeah.
Yeah, that sort of, well, we're going to call demons into our circle and we need to be protected from them. Well, you know, how really different, you know, is an elemental from a demon depending on what your intention is when you call it. So if you're calling something and you want it to go out into the world and create havoc and negativity, it doesn't matter what you call. And it's still going to backfire against you. So how do you expect, because that's the karmic rule, how do you expect to protect yourself from that? Come on, people, let's think about practice here. Let's really give it some, you know, some forethought. Isn't that what we're taught? Isn't that the whole concept of karma, is forethought before action? These are deep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, these are deep rules that we should all know before we step into circle. So, but anyway, on a lighter topic,
now that I've incited about half a million people. Yes, I reach up to take Robin's hand while she gently steps down off of her soapbox.
Yes.
But it's a pretty soapbox, and I can get up there with her on this one. I just choose to say, if you're feeling the need to protect yourself and call the watchtowers, then I'm not quite sure what you're calling. But that's not the kind of ritual we do here. We don't call the watchtowers. We call the elemental energies. We've called the elemental energies from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
We have called on spirits of the directions from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're just adding an element where we... an element. We're adding a component where we are entering into a deeper personal relationship with that elemental, with that spirit. So also tonight is going to be a healing ritual. So as you prepare for a ritual, and we're going to take a short break here in just a minute, and play a very quick little song, and then we're going to come back and start the ritual. We're going to do a guided meditation. We're going to the temple on the hill, as we always do on full moons. But this time, like we did about 3 months ago, we're going to take a dip in a healing pool. So be thinking about healing. Be thinking about what you want healed. And if there's someone else that you want to envision in the pool with you, I will bring that up during the guided meditation, but if there's someone you want to send healing energy to, a good way would be to visualize them in the pool with you. So, with all of that said, I'm going to go ahead and play a quick song, a little song called Fire in the Head by Emerald Rose, and we'll be back here in just about 5 minutes, and we'll get started with the ritual. So everybody stick around and get yourself ready for ritual.
Fire in the head, a flame in motion. Fire in the head, a sword that's sharp. Fire in the head, my drop in the ocean, a shield in battle and a string and a harp. Fire in the head, my eagle soaring. Fire in the head, my spoken word. Fire in the head, my torrent pouring, a grain of wheat and a cauldron stirred. Fire in the head. ching, wrapped in bullskin, banging a drum. Wee Jack's looking, one-eyed squinting, hopping on one leg, sucking his thumb. The black dog chasing me round the oak tree, humming a tune that I must learn. The black dog's gonna be so woe me, but oh, her cauldron spits and burns. Fire in the head of a flame in motion, fire in the head of a sword that's sharp, fire in the head of a drop in the ocean, a shield in battle and a string and a harp. Fire in the head of an eagle soaring, fire in the head of a spoken word, fire in the head of a torrent pouring, a grain of wheat and a cauldron stirred. Fire in the head. Bells are ringing, rides to the door and disappears. Madman's laughing, asking, singing, does anyone have ears that hear? The raven sat in a creek and pondered, while the alder tree gets strong. Raven's head flew up and wandered, singing stories and telling songs. Fire in the head of a flame in motion, fire in the head of a sword that's sharp, fire in the head of a drop in the ocean, a shield in battle and a string and a harp. Fire in the head of an eagle soaring, fire in the head of a spoken word, fire in the head of a torrent pouring, a grain of wheat and a cauldron stirred. Fire in the head.
The Magic Jukebox Podcast presents Caldera Fest Pagan Music Festival, May 26th through May 30th in Lafayette, Georgia. This event will feature the best in pagan music and over 100 vendors and workshops. Featuring Tuatha Day, Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Wendy Rule, Digis Christ Superdrum, Dragon Ritual Drummers, and many more. Also featuring the official release of the Green Album. This eclectic compilation of thoughts and sounds will feature various acts performing at Caldera Fest, benefiting the Rainforest Trust. Come on out and have the time of your life. Caldera Fest Pagan Music Festival, May 26th through 30th at Cherokee Farms in Lafayette, Georgia. For more information, visit calderafest.com today. See you there.
To Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. This here is Reverend Terry Powell. You are listening to the Power Hours tonight. With my partner, my lady, my love, Robin.
Hi.
Indeed. All right, and it's time to bring in our ritualists tonight. As always, here for, the last year and some change, we have Mary, and we have Shira and Vega. Hi, guys. How's everybody doing tonight?
Hey, how are you doing? We're doing great.
Thanks.
What is
that? Yeah.
All right. I think we can all have fun. There's no need to take this more seriously than it deserves.
Absolutely.
That's another thing to teach about ritual.
Yes.
fun. We be humans.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. We be human, and, you know, sometimes the fun is in the fun. We take things too seriously. So I think it's time just to relax. And, Robin, why don't you go ahead and get us started?
Okay. As many of you know who have been with us for a little while, or if you are listening for the first time this evening, and if you are, then welcome. Glad you could join us either live this evening or if you're listening to this after the fact. Either way, the energies you will feel what we're doing here. But last year, at the beginning of these rituals, we focused primarily on opening and aligning chakras, which is an important step for being prepared to perform ritual. This year we've added another important component to ritual, being open to and familiar with our elemental beings. We will meet each elemental prior to requesting their presence, protection, and assistance with our rite. All archetypes stem from the origins of the elementals, so it is imperative that first we come to know them and are comfortable with them every day. They are our friends, and they come and join our rite because we have developed a relationship with them, just the way you would invite friends to come to your home for a meal or any occasion. They join us in ritual because for them this is an occasion to commune with us, to share time with us. So you may notice that the ritual format has evolved slightly to accommodate this movement towards a deeper connection and greater understanding. In this way, we are teaching and in so doing, honoring the gods by sharing of our experience and knowledge granted to us by them. So please take a deep breath, ground yourself, and prepare to meet your elemental beings.
Focus and become aware of the opening of your crown chakra. See the energy of the universe coming in, a blue, white, clear light coming in through the crown of your head and stopping at your third eye. And see the ball of light there open and the light flood down into your throat, where the chakra at your throat opens and the light fills your chest. Now open your heart chakra and allow that light, that blue, white light of the universe, to fill your torso down to your solar plexus. Now open your solar plexus and allow that light to move down into your second chakra. Open the second chakra and feel the beautiful, clear, white light, the blue-white light of the universe, filling your entire torso and head, stopping at your root chakra. And then open that chakra as well and feel the light spill out into your arms and legs, down to your feet and toes, down your arms and into your hands. And now, raise your hands in front of you and feel the light of the universe that has filled your body spilling out, filling you until it can hold no more, and then open your palm chakras and see and feel the beams of light emanating from your hands, connecting with everyone around the world in this circle, connected tonight. See the prisms of light. See it surrounding the earth, connecting everything, connecting us all. We are now in a time between the realms, a world of its own, created by the we, who are connected here tonight by the light of the universe as we honor our gods.
you are comfortably warm, your physical body firmly rooted in your space. You are acutely aware as you float in a sea of mental tranquility. You are safe, ready, and protected. Reaching out toward your gods, inside this sacred space, cleansed by our light and full of the energy of the divine.
I cast the circle of ancient lore.
Waves upon a timeless shore.
It has no beginning nor an end.
It knows neither foe nor friend.
All voice of legends old.
Rings of power forged of gold.
A ring around a silvery moon.
I cast you now, O ancient rune.
And now turn to the east and take a deep breath and exhale. Feel your orientation on the planet. Raise your arms high. Stretch out your palms, extending the light of your body toward the east. Call to the wind. Feel the wind blowing on your face and body. Look deeply at the wind. See the face of the wind and feel its physical presence. Extend the light of your body toward the wind and feel it. Energetically invite it to know you as well. Become one with the wind, entwined in its current. Rise up and see the world as the wind sees it. Soar and twirl, spin and dip and dive. In a moment, be the hurricane bending trees and clearing forests. In another moment, you are a gentle breeze playing across the water's surface. Feel the playfulness of the wind and feel its terrifying power, its ability to destroy, to send missiles flying free, to wreak havoc, and the gentle caress of the soft breezes on her cheeks. Feel light as a feather carried by the breeze. Feel yourself as the bird soaring on its warm updrafts. Fly free of your body. You are the wind, tumbling free with no direction. The element of air rises to guide and support you. The elemental now gives you a kiss, a breeze on your cheek to communicate the promise. A friendship found.
Elemental beings of air, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts of communication and perspective, your winds that spread the seeds of fresh ideas, winds that inspire us to create anew. Tonight we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
You are still that being of light, standing in your sacred space out of time. The elemental being of air is present and standing in the east. Now, turn toward the south and immediately feel the heat on your face. Raise your arms high, stretch out your palms, extending the light from your body toward the heat. Take a deep breath and exhale. Call fire to you with its passion and fierce creative energies for change. See the fire. Look deep within the flames. See the face of the fire elemental being peering out from you from inside the flames. Reach out and see the light of fire on your hands and feel its heat. Embrace the warmth. Take it into yourself. Merge its heat into your body. Feel it in your loins, in your heart, and on your skin. Feel your energies transform into fire. Fully merge your energies with it. Experience the chaotic dance of the flames. Look for something to fuel your flames, something to burn and create change within and without. Be the force of nature that is fire, relentless, searching for fuel and seeking any new ground to expand onto. You are the flame, the destroyer, and the bringer of new life. See the eternal being of fire standing before you, the elemental. He extends himself toward you, gives you a flame to keep in your heart as a gift of love and the beginning of an understanding between you.
Elemental being of fire, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts of transformation and relentless desire, your fires that burn so bright and warm, they renew us and fuel our passions and desire. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and
hail.
Welcome.
Hail and welcome.
And welcome. Turn to the west and take a deep breath and exhale. Raise your arms high and stretch out your palms, extending your light, the light of your body, toward the west, and call to water. Feel the moisture that is in your body. Now the moisture on your skin, your face, and your body. Your eyes feel as moist pools to your soul. Look into the deep blue pool of water and plunge within. Swim beneath the sea and open your eyes. Your entire body is transparent and every cell inundated by water. As you become water, flow and ebb, be a wave caressing the shore. Feel yourself evaporated upward into steam and become a light cloud in the sky. Gather moisture and become heavy. Rain down and plunge back into the ocean, the never-ending cycle of transformation and cleansing. You are water, free-flowing and strong. Nothing can impede your progress. The elemental being of water comes to you and gives you shape, reforms you into your body. Your mouth full of water, you swallow and accept this life-giving gift as a gesture of kinship.
Elemental beings of water, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts of transmutation and freedom, the waters of cleansing, emotion, and intuition. Tonight we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Turn to the north and take a deep breath and exhale. Raise your arms high, stretch out your palms, extending the light from your body towards the north. Call to the earth. Feel the earth solid beneath you, reaching down. Take a handful of earth and examine it. Rocks, sand, crushed shells, roots, and all the life in the soil. Worms, insects, bacteria, they are our brothers who share this planet. This earth feeds us all, the ultimate mother, nurturing all who tread upon her soil and live within it. Look into her face. See your own face in her smile and feel the cool embrace of the earth, both calming yet invigorating with the energy of new growth. Submerge, going deep into the darkness of her caves as an infant re-entering the womb. In the dark, listen to the sounds of the mother. You can hear the heartbeat of the earth and all life surrounding you. You are huge and formless. Feel the elemental being of earth rise and shape you back into your form, made of the clay of the earth. She places in your hand a rock to carry with you as a reminder that the mother carries you everywhere you go.
Elemental beings of earth, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts of strength, integration, nurturing, healing, and abundance. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail and welcome.
You may wonder why humans have honored the elements in rituals since the beginning. It is simple. None of us can exist without each of these foundations of life. Air to breathe, fire to warm us, water to drink, and earth to feed us. We are made of these. We are dependent upon them for our very lives. Embrace them, honor them, and they will befriend and guide you well onto your path.
Beloved ancestors, you who have gone before, we call upon you and ask that you be with us this night. We honor you and hold you in our hearts tonight and every night. Please share with us your wisdom so that we may best follow the guidance received. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail
and welcome.
Hail. And welcome.
And welcome.
Oh God, we call on you tonight in your form as the young lover of the goddess. We bid you join us here in this place and time as you walk through the world connecting with the forests and the animals, awakening your curiosity and new desires. Show us a clear path forwards over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love. Help us to see far, to make plans, and do the necessary work to make our dreams come true. Join us, God, as we honor you in this sacred ritual. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail. And hail. Welcome.
And welcome. O goddess, we call upon you tonight in your form as Maiden of the Awakening. We bid you join us here and now. Grant us the gift of your presence. Please join us as we honor you at this full moon. You are the maiden, awakened to the newly fertile earth, being roused by the change and filled with curiosity and desire. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love and light. Join us, O Goddess, as we honor you in this our sacred ritual. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail
and welcome.
And welcome.
Hail and welcome.
We join together tonight to celebrate the full moon. Tonight is a night to ask for healing. It is a time for us to look towards new growth and healing. It is a time to let go of past ills and illnesses. A time to express ourselves in love and wander through the world with a kind and healed heart, seeking sacred moments, connecting with the beauty and majesty of the world around us. Whatever our need tonight, we ask the goddess to hear us and heal us. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Tonight we participated in a guided meditation. We will visit the goddess in our astral temple. Tonight we will again cross the little stone bridge to the temple on the hill, where we will commune with the goddess as each see her and feel her love for us.
And now, find a comfortable position. Light a candle if you wish. Close your eyes and relax. Breathe deeply. Feel yourself floating. Listen to the rhythms of your body. And as you float comfortably, you become aware of your new surroundings. You sit on a bench in the center of a clearing in the woods. The bench is one of many in a small circle around a fountain. A fountain that flows with clear water. In fact, as you look at it, the water is impossibly clear. It looks cool and refreshing. The clearing where you are is small, and the trees are close. You feel their presence, and yet you are not afraid. Everything here is friendly. Everything here is welcoming. You feel a slight breeze as it moves through your hair and clothes. Smell the fresh scents of flowers and trees. Hear the call of the birds and the rustle of life all around you. All is calm, all is welcoming, all is at peace. You see a small path leading away from the fountain. Follow it. And as you walk, see the new growth of spring all around you. You come to a small footbridge made of stone. It arches up and crosses a rocky creek of rapidly flowing water. Step up onto the bridge and pause at its peak. Look over the rail. See the water as it plunges, smashing against the rocks, splashing and spraying and playing. See the currents. See the swirls and the light playing off of it. Feel the mist on your face. Hear the sounds as it splashes. Take a moment and allow all of the burdens and cares of this world to materialize on the rail. See that stone railing, see the packages or rocks or whatever image symbolizes burdens. See them all, one by one being taken from you and materializing there on the bridge. You might even see more than you realized. The goddess knows. push them in. Push them in and see them as they splash into the water, as they're surrounded and swept away. The goddess will take care of them now. Some she may return, some she may keep for a while. Some you will have to deal with eventually. But know that whatever becomes of these, in this moment, you enter the realm of the goddess free and open to her guidance. And now that you're free of those burdens, cross the bridge, follow the path into the woods. Feel the goddess and the nature. It's almost like a hug as you walk through the forest. See the birds swirl. Smell the new growth, the earthiness in the air. Hear the birds, hear the animals scurrying. This is growth. This is the very essence of life itself. As you continue to walk, the clearing opens and you realize that you're on a cliff overlooking the ocean. You've been here before. Up the hill, along the cliff line, you see the temple. And you realize that you are coming home. Follow the path now. Follow it as you rise, as it rises. Follow it as you run toward the temple. In fact, you realize that you are running. You are ready to be home. Ready to feel that peace that is home. Inside the temple, you pause. You feel the coolness. And you relax. Feel home. After you've caught your breath and relaxed for a moment, you start to look around. You see 9 columns of stone holding up a great white dome. In the center, you see the oculus open to the sky, and from the edges of that oculus hang 9 silver chains supporting a cauldron. Next to the fire, you see a large white altar that is so white that it seems to give off a slight glow of its own. And beside that is an altar, is a throne made of the same material. And to the other side, you see a pool. It appears to be the same water you saw in the fountain and in the stream, except here it glows with a slightly blue-white light. Wisps of steam come up as if from a bathtub. Now you become aware of the goddess. She has entered the temple and she approaches you. You immediately feel her love. You feel welcome and comfortable. Have no preconceived notions about how she will appear. Let her come to you in the way that is best for you now in this moment. She offers you a hug. And as she hugs, you feel all the love and joy of being held. The love and healing energy fill you almost to bursting. As she releases you from the hug, you notice that your clothes have changed. You're now dressed in a white toga-like tunic. The goddess motions toward the pool. You hear a voice from her. This is a pool of healing. Enter and be healed. You enter the pool with her and step down 3 steps. Feel the sensations of the water around your body. Feel the healing. Feel the illness and the ills floating away on the water. If there's someone that you want to send healing energy to, see them next to you. See them being healed as well. All of their ills and illnesses being washed away. Soak in the water. Feel the warmth. And as you soak, see yourself and any of your companions healed. See yourself and them completely free of whatever illness or ills were plaguing you or them. And know that you have received the healing of the goddess. On the edge of the pool is a plate of refreshments. The goddess hands you a cup and places the refreshments near you. You sit for a time on a little ledge next to the edge of the pool. You sit in companionable silence, enjoying the refreshments and the soaking sensations of the pool. After a time, she takes up the plate and the cups and sets them aside. She takes your hand and looks into your eyes. And you see the depth of the universe there, the ages and the wisdom and the love. With a nod, she breaks the soul gaze. You tell her about your request for healing and then sit. Speak with the goddess about your healing and how to make it manifest in your life. Listen to her guidance. And also speak with her about growing your relationship with her. Talk with her about healing and friendship and love. And then listen. The messages may come in words, symbols, or simple knowing. You may understand it fully now, or you may need time to contemplate its meaning. However it comes, listen. Goddess now uncovers another tray that you had not noticed. On it is a gift that will assist you in the fulfillment of your healing and of your conversation with the goddess tonight. Thank her for the healing and for the gift. Enjoy your connection with the goddess, knowing that it need not diminish. It need not diminish upon your return to the mortal realm, but return you must. She guides you up the 3 steps out of the pool. You notice that you are dry. She takes you along the path, and before you leave, you pass a mirror. You're instructed to look into the mirror. And you realize that you're standing naked before this mirror, See yourself now healed, whole and healthy. See yourself as the beautiful creature you are. Healed by the mother. As you turn away from the mirror, you realize your clothes have returned. And you are dressed as you were when you arrived. The goddess takes you now to the path you came in. Bid you love and farewell until your next visit. You know that you can return as often as you like. There is no separation. You feel her love and healing as you descend back down the path through the trees, cross back over the bridge, and return to the circle of benches and have a seat by the fountain and think about all you have experienced this night. It is now time to return to your body. And on the count of three, you will be back. One, feel your body in the room where you were sitting. Two, you ease back into your body, putting it on like a suit of clothes. Stretch into it. Move your fingers and toes. Stretch. And three, you are fully returned and present in your body in this moment.
Great goddess, from whom we are all born, help us to accept this gift of healing and to give thanks. Guide us to a place of gratitude for all we have. Help us to maintain this attitude in our lives and in the world. Grant us strength and courage as we go forward this night. So mote it be.
So mote it
so
be.
Mote it
so
be.
Mote it be. Great goddess of the universe, awakened maiden, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We know that you never leave us. Help us to continue this path of growth and connection until we meet again across that little stone bridge. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
Hail.
And farewell.
And farewell.
Great God of the universe, lover of the goddess, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We know that you never leave us. Help us continue this path of growth and connection until we meet again across that little stone bridge. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail.
And farewell.
Hail, farewell.
And farewell.
Beloved ones, great ancestors, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We know that you never leave us. Help us continue this path of growth and healing. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail.
And farewell.
And farewell.
And farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the earth, we thank you for your attendance at this rite. please leave with us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
Hail.
Farewell.
Farewell. Spirits of water, we thank you for your attendance at this rite. Please leave with us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
Hail and farewell.
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 Spirits of fire, we thank you for your attendance at this rite. Please leave with us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
Hail
and farewell.
And farewell. Spirits of air, we thank you for your attendance at this rite. Please leave with us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail and farewell.
And farewell. The circle is open but never broken. Merry meet and merry part and merry shall we meet again. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
All right, everybody. Whew. All right, since we are running a little bit long tonight, I'm not going to play a song after ritual, since we took our break before. Let's just go ahead and talk briefly about tonight's ritual, and then we will say goodnight. I'll just take a moment to stretch myself. Vega, what are your thoughts tonight?
I just drifted away there for a second. It was good. I was surprised. I actually received a gift that I recognized and knew what to do with it, which is odd for me in a way. Ganesha. Yeah, that's really odd. See, Ganesha has been showing up in various guises over the last week or so for me. And the gift I received was a goad. And so I think I need to give it back to him so he can give me another beating, you know. So move me along my path a little bit more hurriedly.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. All right, well, Shira, what were your experiences tonight?
Interesting, a little discombobulating. When I was in the pool, a face that came in the pool is a brother I haven't spoken to in 7 years. So that was kind of an interesting thing to be in the healing pool. So I don't know where that one's going to go. And the gift was a cup, so I'm not sure on that either. I guess I'm supposed to look in it, but yeah, it was just not a face I expected to see.
All right, some time for contemplation and meditation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Niv, what about you?
It's a little bit different this time. I didn't have a true visual of what the goddess, how she came in. I'm not sure if she was maiden or mother. It was that kind of morphing face. I don't know who would that be, but okay. But it's also the time of the year, too, so... I was handed, and I do know exactly what to do with mine as well, a lapis stone with a hole in it. I know exactly what to do with it. I have one, actually, I carry on constant for years in my car as a protection stone. This one here will probably be in my pocket for a while. But I do know what to do with it, and it represents a lot of things to me. Being that it has the hole in it, that tells me that the water, which really hit me really good tonight, bore through that stone, and being lapis, that also to me represents water as well and wind. So I think it was just all about the water and the wind, east and west.
Okay.
So that's all I can tell you.
Stuff for you to contemplate as well.
Oh, I got lots. I got lots. My plate's really full.
All right, Robin, my lady.
Yes.
Hello. What are your experiences and thoughts on the evening?
Well, I think probably because I have a bit of a cold, I was a little bit more floaty than normal listening to you. And I really just kind of sort of envisioned myself floating in the ocean and just being supported and healed by that warm sensation of floating in these warm waves. And I think truly that was my gift from the goddess, was just this sense of floating and being supported. There was no physical gift, but just a deep connection and a deep relaxation.
Yeah, I understand that one as well. In many of my travels, I have lived near the ocean in warmer climes, and whenever possible in those areas, I would take a stroll down to the ocean and just float, lay on my back and float, and feel the sun above me and the warm water surrounding me, and just soak and pull all of the junk away from me. And that was the sensation I had tonight as well. It was just Mother, take all of this junk away. And so that was what I came away with as well. Just the feeling of supported, you know, being supported and just soaking.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently that's what I needed tonight as well. So, Robin, did you have any other thoughts you wanted to share?
Nope, not at this time.
Okay. All right, well, again, thanks to everyone for being with us tonight, the energy of this Tuesday night coven has always been amazing, and it grows with time and the we that comes together on Tuesday nights, the ritualists, the people in the world that participate with us and lend their energy. Time and distance are illusions, and the connection is there when and wherever we are. So thank you all, those that are with us and those that are joining us, you know, within the illusion of another time. We are honored and thrilled to have you as a part of our Tuesday night rituals. We ask that you find us on Facebook if you want to get in touch with Robin or myself. You can email us at the address littlestonebridge@gmail.com, or check us out on Facebook, Little Stonebridge Pathworkings. Robin's Facebook is Robin A. McKean. She's the only one with that name, being unique as she is. So you can find her friends page there. You can find my friends page. Look for Terry Power. Look for the one in North Copley, Pennsylvania. All those other lucky guys who share the same name still don't quite make it to being me. So you got to look for the one in North Copley, Pennsylvania. And you can also find my public figure page, Rev Terry Power HP. Follow me on Twitter at Rev Terry Power HP. And if you want to email the station and complain about anything we said tonight, or praise us and thank us, however it is you want to express yourself, you can email the station. That address is surn.org@gmail.com. So I think that covers everything. And again, thanks to everyone, our ritualists. You guys rock. You're the foundation that lifts this whole thing. So thank you so much for being a part of it. Again, thanks to all of our listeners and everyone who participates in these rituals with us. We're honored that you're all here. And with that, I believe it is time to wish everyone a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.